Vishabhanu and Kithila are eternal parents of Radha and Krishna, like Nanda and Yashoda are eternal parents. You know, just like Sitama was born, you know, from God, she was God he came to Janak from the ground, right? You know, he was doing his hal and he found Mother Sita in the ground, buried in, you know, he took out that box and in that Mother Sita was there. Similarly, Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu had no child, Kirtida and Vrishabhanu. So they were very, you know, devastated. We want a child. And they used to pray to, you know, Vishnu, Narayan, you know, please give us a child. Please give us a child. Please give us a child. And they used to go to all the sadhus and everyone to take the blessing. Okay, you know, bless us soon. So it was predicted that very soon they will have a child. So he became very happy. Then he was, you know, going to Barsana. So while going on the Yamuna, he saw a very beautiful light, divine light coming. So he was wondering, you know, how, what happened? Has the sun fallen into Yamuna? Oh, today, aaj kya ho gaya? Aaj kya suraj Yamuna mein gir gaya hai? Kyunki itna vichitra nazara hai. Pura surya saman light Yamuna mein se aa rahi hai. Yeah, he saw, you know, that maybe some, you know, underworld snake has, you know, Nagaraj has come with his mani. So this, you know, this roshni is of that mani, of the hoods of Nagaraj. So that's why, you know, he was wondering. But he said, okay, let's go and look, because he was the king of Barsana, you know. So he has to see everything, what is going on. So he went towards that light. And as he reached to the light, he saw in that light, beautiful thousand-petaled lotus was lying. So he was really astonished, you know, that how such a beautiful lotus, thousand petal, such a big lotus, you know, in bicho bich Yamuna ke, what is the lotus doing? And jo light aa rahi hai, wo lotus mein se light kaise aa rahi hai? Main to kabhi, you know, I never seen any light come from any lotus. No one has seen that, right? But light is coming. So he went even closer and closer. So then he saw a beautiful child is there on the bulb of the lotus, sleeping, you know, lying on the bulb of the lotus in between. So he was like, you know, he took the boat and he went there. And he saw this divine, beautiful, golden, you know, like in a, you know, Srimati Radharani was in her gopi dress, you know, choti si Radharani in gopi dress mein, and pure decked up, you know, bachpan se puri decked up thi Radharani, you know. Her hair so long, like bachcho ke hair hote nahi hai na, newborn ki to baal kahan hote, but her hair was coming till her knees. Even that time, you know, when she was on the lotus. So she had this beautiful hair, you know, with you know, what is it, flower on her choti, you know, and she was having this kalangi on her head, you know, like a crown, bindi and earrings and gopi dress, everything, you know, lying there. But wondering, you know, who, what is, from where, you know, such a cute child, you know, newborn child, which, you know, is fully decked up. Previously, I heard only Krishna is born like that, you know, with all the jewelry and everything. I was wondering, you know, who is this personality, who is born with all this jewelry and everything. So he anyway picked, you know, went, you know, and picked her up, you know, and it was like an aroma, you know, was coming from her body, you know, natural aroma of sandalwood, chandan, agru, musk, you know, and rose. If you mix all these things, that was the aroma of that is coming from Srimati Radharani's body, naturally aromatic. He was very happy and attracted. He said, okay, you know, maybe Mahavishnu has given, you know, like as he lies on the cardinal ocean, so, you know, he has now appeared in my house also, lying on this, you know, lotus. He has fulfilled my prayers. So he went, he took the child and he went. But as he was going, he saw that this child is not opening her eyes only. She's there, so beautiful, so delicate, so, you know, enchanting, so attractive. She's not opening her eyes. So wondering what has happened, you know, is she blind? She's not opening her eyes, she's not muttering anything, she's not crying, she's not smiling, nothing, no expression. Expressionless child. You know, it's very difficult to have an expressionless child, you know. A child means he'll be told either crying or laughing or doing something, like that, you know. A child cannot stay quiet. So he was wondering what has happened, you know. So then he got his, you know, all the all the doctors and everyone, you know, because the utsav that had suddenly turned into, you know, matam, because the child was not opening her eyes. So all the Ved and everyone were called, you know. So they all looked, said, nothing wrong with the body, everything is fine. And they were like perplexed, you know, what has happened. Then they called their astrologer, Garga Muni. Garga Muni came. And Garga Muni, looking at Srimati Radharani, you know, he said, don't worry, you know, she will very soon open her eyes. And then Vishwam tried to inquire, what do you mean, tell us detail. He said, no, I can't tell any details, but don't worry, you know, organize a big festival. He said, organize a big festival. And he said, what the hell, you know, my daughter is not opening her eyes, and you want me to organize a big festival? For what? For her being a blind child. He said, no, you just organize, and don't forget to invite Nanda Maharaj. So, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and her beautiful baby, Krishna, don't forget to call them, invite them. So anyways, you know, kul guru ka baat kaun taal sakta hai. So they organized a big festival. They send the greetings. Vrishabhanu and Kirtira personally went to Nanda Maharaj and, you know, invited them. So why the child was blind, not opening her eyes? So when Radharani was in Golok Vrindavan, you know, Krishna says, okay, I have to go, you know, to the earth now for my pastime. So Radharani was not inclined to come. You know, what will I do? You know, so then Krishna convinced her, no, when you have to go, you have to give bhakti, you know, because only then the bhakti will spread. Krishna bhakti will spread because of you. I can't give Krishna bhakti. So Radharani, okay, I'll go. But Radharani said, you know, but I won't see anyone till I see you. I want you to be the first person I see on the earth. I don't want to see anyone else. So Krishna promised, yes, okay, you know, I'll be the first person you'll see. So that's why she was born, you know, she was not born blind, but she was behaving to be blind. He didn't want to see anyone. He didn't want to see anyone. So when the invitation was sent out, everyone came. Nanda, Baba, Mother Yashoda, Krishna, they all came. And then the baby Radharani was lying on her chula, jhulan. Jhulan padharo, chuki aaye badra. So, jhulan, this is jhulan, you know. Krishna aa rahe hain. Badra means Krishna, you know, sham color. You know, Krishna is coming. So, jhulan padharo, you know, calling Krishna to the jhulan, Srimati Radharani. So, as Nanda Baba and Yashoda Ma reached there with Krishna, baby Krishna, so Krishna jumped out of the hands of, you know, he was in the, you know, godi mein utha ke rakha tha Yashoda Ma ne. So Krishna jaise hi pahunche, ecstasy mein aa gaye, na kaam hi hai unka. Radharani ki smell sunke ecstasy aa jati hai unko to. So he just jumped out of the hands of Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda thought that, you know, Krishna haath se gir gaya niche. Wo gira nahi, wo jaanbujh ke jump karke nahi aa gaya, you know. And then when he jumped out and he started crawling, so all are wondering, you know, where is he going, you know. First they are inquiring, अरे लगी तो नहीं खाना को, लगी तो नहीं, वो हाथ से गिर गया ना नीचे, लगी तो नहीं, अरे लगी कहाँ से, तो क्रॉल करके जा रहा है, यू नो, अपने रस्से पकड़ लिया उसने तो. सो वंडर करे कहाँ जा रहा है. सो यू नो कीर्तिदा अच्छा राधा रानी को देखने जा रहा है काना, ठीक है ना. सो ही गोज देयर. सो राधा रानी इज राइडिंग इन अ झूला. So Krishna, small Krishna, crawls and reaches the jhula. Then he catch holds of the legs of that jhula, and he stands up, and then slowly jhule ko pakad ke he reaches near Radharani, and then with his soft hand, soft palms, he just touches Radharani's, you know, hands, and on her cheek pe jaake he rubs his hand on her cheek. The moment he rubs his hand on her cheek and touches her with her hand, Radharani opens her eyes, and this, you know, it's a big smile. You know, with a big smile, she opens her eyes. And Krishna also has this big smile on his face. And, you know, aankho hi aankho mein, you know, ishara ho gaya. You know, wo aankho hi aankho mein ishara ho gaya, you know. Yes, you know. She sees her, Shyam Sundar. He sees her, you know, Madan Mohan Mohini. You know, Shyam Shama. You know, Shyam Shama ka milan. You know, aankho hi aankho mein. And everyone is like, you know, oh, Radharani ne aankh khol di, Radharani has opened her eyes, Radharani opened her eyes, oh, wow. Then, you know, this Krishna is a magician, you know, he killed Putana, he's really a magician, you know. Just by the touch of Krishna, you know, my daughter opened her, that's why Kirtila promised, Mother Yashoda, you know, because of Krishna, you know, Radha opened her eyes, so I promise you that Radharani will cook everyday breakfast for Krishna. This is my promise, you know, because, you know, we wanted a child. And we were not getting, and now we got a child, then we thought she's blind. So now by Krishna's mercy, you know, she got her eyes back. So from, you know, she will cook every day for Krishna. New, you know, pakwan, she will cook. So this is how, you know, this is how, you know, it was like a, you know, milan, you know, Shyam Shama ka milan, Golok Vrindavan se Vrindavan dham mein. When they looked, you know, beautiful, beautifully smiled, you know. You know, and obviously Krishna is very naughty, you know, so before anyone came inside, he also kissed Radharani, the baby Radharani, on her cheeks. You know, he's a very naughty, you know, so naughty Krishna, Chota Krishna, you know, he's kissing Srimati Radharani on her cheeks, Choti Radharani, you know, so this is what is Krishna, you know, you know, he's a rascal number one, na? Prabhupada says, na? He's rascal number one, that is Krishna. So this is the Srimati Radharani coming. How did Radharani appear? Lotus? Okay. Lotus sab jante hai, right? Lotus se. Wo to ye kalp mein. Previous kalp mein kaise appear hui thi? Previous kalpa. How did she appear? So this goes back to the previous kalpa, the previous day of Brahma, Radharani appeared in a very different way. Very different way. People don't know this story because this is from Radha Hriday Brahmanda Puran. Radha Hriday Brahmanda Puran. Konsa Radha Hriday Brahmanda Puran. इसकी पूरे वर्ल्ड में एक ही कॉपी अवेलेबल है ओके ये महाप्रभु ने दी थी कॉपी ढूंढ के ये प्रीवियस ब्रह्मा के प्रीवियस पुराणों में एक पुराण था राधा हृदय ब्रह्मांड पुराण उसमें से है स्टोरी ओके राधा हृदय ब्रह्मांड पुराण जो टाइम ब्रह्मांड पुराण है वैसे वो टाइम पे राधा हृदय ब्रह्मांड पुराण था तो उसकी एक ही कॉपी अवेलेबल है ये कल्पा में जो महाप्रभु को मिली महाप्रभु ने ढूंढ के दी तो उसमें बताया गया है कि अग्निरा ऋषि एक बार ब्रह्मा जी के पास में गए ब्रह्मा जी के पास में और उन्होंने ब्रह्मा जी से पूछा नो आई वॉन्ट टू नो अबाउट द अपियरेंस ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी बिकॉज श्रीमती राधा रानी बहुत यू नो शी वॉज वर्शिप्ड एज आदि शक्ति इन प्रीवियस कल्पा No one else was worshipped. She was worshipped. There are different kalpas. Radharani, sometimes she wants to remain hidden. Sometimes, you know, Krishna wants her to be worshipped more. So, previous yuga, she was worshipped. Very famous. So, this Agnira Rishi, he went to Brahmaji and he said, Brahmaji, you know, please let me know how did Srimati Radharani appear in this kalpa. I want to know the confidence, the secret knowledge. How, you know, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he received Srimati Radharani as his daughter. Hearing this question, you know, Brahma became very pleased. And thus, with love and affection, he narrated the pastime of Srimati Radharani appearing from, kahan se? Kalpa hota hai, Brahma ka previous day. So in Vrindavan, there was one, you know, previous Kalpa, there was a king in Gokul named King Mahabanu. Mahabanu. He was a very, you know, very pious king, take care of citizens very nicely. Ram Rajya was there, you know, like people used to give his name, you know, in the king in previous Kalpa, that, you know, Rajya. So he was a very good character and he kept his, you know, all the citizens very happy. He had full control over his senses. He was completely surrendered to Krishna or Vishnu. So he had four sons, okay. This king Mahabanu had four sons. Brikhabanu, that is Vrishabhanu, Ratnabanu, Sabhunu and Pratibanu. So Vrishabhanu or Brikhabanu was the eldest son. So he became the king, you know, because he inherited his father's kingdom and he became the king. And in Vrajdham only, there was another king named Gopi Gopa. So who was very, he was also worshipping Krishna, Vishnu, you know, very dedicated. And his wife, Mukara, you know. So, now, King Bindu Gopa and Mukara had eight children. Okay. So the name, you know, five boys and three girls. The name of the boys were Bandrakriti, Chandakriti, Mahabal, Sridham, and Mahakrit. And the girls were Banu Mudra, you know, Kirti Matri, you know, who is known as, you know, Kirtida also. So this mother Kirtida, her name was also same, you know, whenever Krishna comes or Radharani comes, their father's name is the same, Nanda and Yashoda and Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. So Vrishabhanu and Kirtida got married to each other. So after Kirtida got married, you know, they were not getting children. They got married and they were, you know, trying for, divine child, but was not getting. So they performed very big austerities, For hundreds of years, you know, they performed austerities. So then, you know, even they were not, then someone, you know, then, you know, Narad Muni, you know, told, you know, he came and told Vrishabhanu that you perform, you know, austerity to Katyani Devi. Katyani Devi is obviously Yog Maya's, you know, expansion. So you perform, because only by Yog Maya's mercy, you know, you will get such a child, you know, the child you are desiring to get. So then, you know, he performed, you know, hundreds of years of austerity to Katyani Devi. Then, being pleased by him, you know, there was an aerial voice. You know, the aerial voice was Harinam Vina Vasta Karana Subhi Na Jayate Tasmat Sri Akarana Rajan Harinamu Kirtanau Grahe Harinamani Yatha Krama Aniditapa. Without receiving Harinam from the lotus lips of a bona fide spiritual master, one's ears cannot be purified. So you have to chant the holy name, O King. However, you must receive this Harinam directly from the lotus lips of a bona fide Sri Guru. So after hearing the instruction, Vrishabhanu thought, you know, are mujhe bona fide kahan se milega? You know, from where will I find this Guru? You know, and from where will I receive this Mahamantra? Not possible. कहाँ ढूंढू मैं अभी तो है नहीं ऐसा महान ऐसा गुड तो कहाँ सो देन वापिस एरियल वॉइस आई यू शुड अप्रोच क्रोतु मुनि हु इज डूइंग तपस्या ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ रिवर विराज विराज रिवर क्या है व्हाट इज विराज रिवर What is Viraj River? Huh? सेपरेट, सो वहाँ पे तपस्या कर रहे हैं, वहाँ पे विराज रिवर में। इमेजिन ब्रह्मांड से सारे ब्रह्मांड के पार, अब यू नो नॉट फिजिकली प्रेजेंट, नॉट फिजिकली प्रेजेंट, ही इज डूइंग ब्रह्मांड, बट आकाशवाणी हुई कि आप उनसे दीक्षा लो, अब उनको कैसे अप्रोच करेंगे, नॉट प्रेजेंट फिजिकली प्रेजेंट। सो वृषभानु सेट इन मेडिटेशन ऑन भूमि ऑन अर्थ एंड ही स्टार्टेड मेडिटेटिंग ऑन कृतुम, यू नो कृतुम मुनि, एंड कृतुम मुनि फ्रॉम विराज रिवर इन हिज यू नो माइंड, इन वृषभानुज माइंड गेव हिम दीक्षा, गेव हिम दीक्षा, दैट मीन ही डिड नॉट कम फिजिकली इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम, ही वॉज इन द विराज रिवर एंड वृषभानु वॉज ऑन अर्थ इन वृंदावन, सो फ्रॉम हियर ही गॉट दीक्षा फ्रॉम देयर, इतना दूर से। सो दैट दीक्षा वॉज ऑल्सो बोनाफाइड दीक्षा, यू नो, सो वृषभानु अकॉर्डिंग टू द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ बका देवी रिसीव हरिनाम दीक्षा फ्रॉम कुतुब मुनि, ही अगेन परफॉर्म्ड हार्ड ऑस्टेरिटीज अगेन, यू नो टू प्लीज नाउ यू नो कत्यानी देवी, so you know, so then Katyayani Devi also appeared, you know, very, because he was chanting Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, you know, and with, I mean the desire, oh that I have a girl, you know, that is not from this material world, beyond this material world, from Golok, from Vaikuntha, and because he was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so Hare Krishna Mahamantra kya hai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Madhurya Mantra, Madhurya Mantra, हरे कृष्ण मामला जो भी जप करता है वो डायरेक्टली राधा रानी और कृष्ण से कनेक्ट हो जाता है, ही नो लॉन्गर गोज टू यू नो नारायण और सीताराम और यू नो डायरेक्टली, सो बिकॉज वृषभानु वॉज चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, सो इवन दो ही डिड नॉट हैव अ कंसेप्शन दैट मे यू नो ही वॉन्टेड अ चाइल्ड फ्रॉम वैकुंठ, बट ही डिड नॉट नो कि कौन मिलेगा वैकुंठ से, बिकॉज यू वॉज चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण दैट इज डायरेक्टली गोलोक गोलोक प्रेम हरिनाम संकीर्तन, सो ऑब्वियसली गॉट श्रीमती राधा रानी, बट हाउ डिड ही गेट, दैट इज अ क्वेश्चन, हाउ डिड ही गेट, सो कत्यानी देवी बिकेम वेरी प्लीज एंड शी केम एंड शी टोल्ड यू नो शी एक्चुअली वेंट टू फर्स्ट गोलोक, शी वेंट टू गोलोक टू श्रीमती राधा रानी एंड you know she told that you know one of our my devotee is chanting hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 hare hare you know and he has desire to have a child from golok vrindavan so because he is chanting hare krishna it's a yugal mantra means it's your mantra so will you have you you know you should you know bless him by becoming his daughter by blessing you know bless him by becoming his daughter so Radharani but you know how will I leave Vrindavan Krishna is here and then Krishna came you know, walking you know ghumte phirte and then you know Krishna overheard that you know Katyayani Devi is telling Radharani to go to Bhoomi Vrindavan as so Krishna said okay no problem because even my time has come to go to Bhoomi Vrindavan so you know let's go together No, you take birth and I will also take birth. So Radharani again put this condition to Krishna that I will only go if I get to see you. I don't want to see anyone else. And you know, I want you to be the first person to see me. He said, okay, tathastu, tathastu, tathastu. No, you will see me, I will see you. You know, and there will be no problem. So, you know, they decide, okay, let's go. So Radharani says, okay, she goes, you know, she forms an egg. Okay. What does she form? An egg. What she forms? An egg. E-G-G, egg. Egg shaped, yeah, egg. जैसे एग से बच निकलते हैं ना एवरीथिंग कम फ्रॉम एग ओनली यू नो इवन वी आर बोर्न फ्रॉम द एग ओनली सो एग So she gave an egg and she entered the egg. And that egg was taken by Katyayani Devi. And when Vrishabhanu was doing tapasya and he became pleased. So she said, okay, utho. Bola, yes, I'm pleased. Bola, achha, so kaha hai mere? Give me benediction. Bola, ye egg. You take this egg and give it to your wife. So ye egg mein kya hoga? I want a child. I don't want egg. Bola, no, you'll get a child, you take this egg. Okay. So, are you sure your child will come? Yes. You just put it in give it in the hand of your wife. So he was like dancing, going, chanting and dancing, like crazy man. He was going, he reached, his home. That time Kirtidama was sleeping, So as he came inside, dancing, singing, dancing. So she got up, And she got up, and she very shyly, stood and was looking at the feet of Vrishabhanu. Because Vrishabhanu had gone for doing tapasya for such a long time. So he became very skinny and, unrecognizable, very dirty. But he was very blissful and ecstatic. And an aura was coming from him, from his body. A beautiful aura was coming. So, she got up. And she looked at his feet. Hey, what happened? Yes. Katyayani Devi has become pleased with me. And she has given me this egg. So, bula, egg? No, but you went to take, you went for a child, right? You got this egg? Yes, this egg, She told me that if I give this egg to you, the child will manifest from this egg. Okay. So, he gives this egg, he places the egg. He makes Kirtida to sit on the asan, and then he gives this egg on her hand. As the egg is put on the hand of Kirtida, a divine light comes from the egg. Very divine light comes from the egg, and this egg opens, and from that egg, a very beautiful daughter comes out. Lali, Radharani, she comes out, and she's so beautiful, so gold, molten gold color, beautiful eyes, hair, and fully decked up, dress, everything wearing her favorite blue color, sham color. But again, her eyes are not opening. So, Mother Yashoda and all are there only. In their house, because Vrishabhanu had gone for tapasya, so Yashoda Ma had come to Kirtida place to stay with her for some days, So even Krishna was there only. So she's holding, Kirtida is holding, Radharani in her lap, and she's like wondering, such a beautiful child, such beautiful features, and yet. The child is not opening her eyes. What's the matter? So Krishna, Krishna goes to sneak, kaun dekhne ke liye, kaun. Then he goes near. Dheere chalke sab log ke bheed ke bheed se side mein hote. He reaches Kirtida and he says, "Oh Lali, so beautiful, itni beautiful hai. Mere godo mein mujhe Krishna chhota sa hai na." To bolte hai, "Main uthau." Tum kahan se uthaoge? तुम खुद ही इतने अभी बच्चे हो, हाउ विल यू पिक अप? नहीं, मैं उठाऊंगा. सो एनी जस्ट फ्यू मंथ्स ओल्ड, मैं उठाऊंगा बोल. सो ही गोज, एंड लाइक ही सीइंग विद दिस इशारा दैट गिव मी. सो दे आर सेइंग, यू विल घिरा दोगे, यू सच अ स्मॉल, हाउ विल यू लिफ्ट, घिरा दोगे बच्चे को? नहीं, ही स्टार्ट क्राइंग. Krishna starts crying. No, I want in my hand, I want in my hand. She's confused, Kirtida. Such a beautiful child, not opening her eyes. Now Krishna is asking, what to do? Her mind is so much sad, happy, confused, so many things, So Krishna just, takes Radharani from the hand of, Kirtida. Just literally pulls her away. Pulls her away, khichke. And then the moment he takes her in, he lifts her in his hand, you know, he's standing like he's a small boy, but he is able to stand. He's standing fully, like, you know, he was crawling before that. He never stood up. So he stood, you know. So it is said that, you know, Radharani is that Aadhar, you know, of Krishna, because of whom even Krishna gets, you know, Krishna could stand up. Because before that Krishna was crawling, but the moment Radharani came in Krishna's hand, even Krishna stood up. You know, Krishna also, his backbone, you know, Radharani is his backbone. So his back, he got his backbone back. So he could stand up, you know. Before that he was just crawling. So he stood up. And the moment he stood up and, you know, Radharani is in his hand, like a child, you know, he's giving her, you know, and Jhula, and she opens her eyes. And she sees Krishna first. She opens her eyes and sees Krishna. So, you know, and then Krishna sees her. And then, you know, Krishna is like, you know, naughty, you know. So he kisses her also in front of everyone, you know. Give her a nice kiss, you know. And then he says, "Dekho, dekho, Lali ne aankh khol di, you know." And then everyone is very happy. And, you know, they have a big festival, you know, very big festival. And then, you know, they go back. And after 1 or 2 days, everyone goes back. And this festival ends. Then Radhani grows little, you know. And then Radhani has many, many leelas. So her first leela is, you know, she goes with Kirtila, you know. She's small, around, I think, 2 years old. Radharani is 2 years old. So Kirtila takes her with her, you know, to the Yamuna. You know, and they are all gone to take bath. And Radharani is put in a jhula, you know, outside the, you know, near the Yamuna shore. There, and everyone, all the gopis, you know, elder gopis, they are taking bath, Kirtila and everyone. So, you know, they are singing, splashing water, taking bath, you know, enjoying. And then two, three dasis are there, you know, sakhis are there, who are standing around Radharani to look after her. You know, so they are enjoying, flooring, you know, there's fishes in the Yamuna, beautiful ducks and, you know, beautiful birds and everything, you know. Are there, suddenly a big crocodile comes, a very big crocodile, such a big crocodile comes, like a, you know, dinosaur crocodile, you know, you can say. Such a big crocodile comes in Yamuna. He's like, you know, literally walking in Yamuna. It's such, you know, his head is like, you know, his legs, and they are coming out of Yamuna, so very, very big, very tall. So all are like afraid, you know. Oh, he kahan se aaya, kahan se aaya, you know. There's afra-tafri there, you know. Everyone is running, hither, 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 you know. So, you know, all the gopis and all, they try to get out of Yamuna, you know. But he's very fast. So he catches hold of Kirtida Mata. He catches hold of Kirtida. And he pulls Kirtida inside the water. So everyone is like, you know, stunned, you know. Oh, because she is the queen of Barsana. So now what will we tell, you know, Vrishabhanu? You know, where is your wife? Because the crocodile has taken her. What will we tell? So, you know, they are like, you know, shouting, you know, and they are just chanting, oh, Vishnu, Narayan, Govinda, Gopal, Ram, Krishna, bachao, 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 you know. They are just, you know, shouting and just fainting. Each and everyone is fainting after shouting. Because they can't do anything. And they can no longer see Kirtida. Where is she? So then, tan-tan. Kya hota hai fir? Lady Krishna gets up. Yeah, Lady Krishna gets. No Krishna come. Lady Krishna. There's already one. We already have Srimati Radharani there. So, you know, she's like, you know, 2 year old. But she, you know, gets. She sees, you know, everyone. So she gets up. And she's like, you know, kaise hero kaise jump maarte hai na? Vaise she jumps and she takes Adi Shakti, you know, like the original form of the original, you know, with weapons in her hand. So she has this, you know, Ardh, you know, what do you say, you know? In one hand she has the chakra, Sudharan chakra. In the other hand she has bow and arrow. In the third hand she has this Trishul. Fourth hand she has Talwar. Fifth hand, she has, you know, all those weapons are there in her hand, you know. And she, like, she jumps into the river, you know, into Yamuna. And everyone is like stunned, you know, what is happening? You know, this small girl, you know, 2 year girl, you know, and they are seeing like a big form from her, you know, a big Devi form, you know. They are wondering, who is she? They think that Durga, is she Durga or what, you know, but obviously she is Adi Shakti, she is the origin of Durga. So obviously whatever Durga has, Radharani has in her, she doesn't show, you know, she shows only in Barsana, these past times, you know. Rest she doesn't show, only her work is to just love. But obviously here her mother was in, you know, need, so she had to take her swarup. So she jumps into the, like Krishna jumps on Kaliya, so she jumps on the crocodile and she dances, she does her tandav on the crocodile. Imagine Radharani doing her tandav nitra on the crocodile, like Krishna does. You know, people don't know this pastime, no one knows, I think, I don't know anyone have heard this pastime. Like Krishna danced on Kaliya, you know, so Radharani was dancing, she danced, you know, this crocodile was moving here and there like crazy, and she was like, you know, like a, you know, her trishul and everything in her hand, she was like, you know, dancing in a very angry mood and slash, you know, hitting, you know, banging her, the head of this crocodile demon by her, it was not a demon actually, by her knees, you know, by her knees and her toes and her ankle, she was banging. And you know, by that, you know, he left Kirtida. So Kirtida, you know, had fainted, you know. So she fell down and then, you know, all the gopis came and they took her out. And then she, you know, they regained, she regained consciousness after some time. And then Vrishabhanu and all had gathered, you know. And so when they came, so this is called, you know, Radharani's, what is it, crocodile dance. You know, Krishna's Kaliya dance is very famous. But Radharani's crocodile dance, no one knows. It is very confidential, you know. This is there in, you know, Radha Hirde Brahmanda Puran. This story is there. It happened in last Kalpa. So obviously, that's a long time. People have forgotten, you know. Never. So she did her beautiful dance, you know. And in that, and she did not kill this because this crocodile was not a demon. You know, she was a demigoddess who, because of, you know, curse of Indra, had become a crocodile. So, just like, you know, Krishna by his dancing, you know, he was releasing all the poison off from the Kaliya. You know? Similarly, you know, as Radharani was dancing on this crocodile, she was relieving him from her, from his sin, from his curse. The more she danced, he started taking the beautiful form, you know, beautiful form of a sakhi, a gopi, you know. He took, and you know, she took, or whatever, you know. And then she, you know, she took a beautiful form of the gopi. So Radharani came, you know, from her shoulder. She came down, and then, you know, she, this Devi, this demigoddess, she paid obeisance to Srimati Radharani, and she narrated the story that Indra had cursed me, I become this, but you know, I knew that, you know, you are the original personality of, you know, original Shakti. And you know, I was told by Narad Muni that when, you know, the Goloka queen will come, you know, Vrindavaneshwari will come, she will relieve you from your crocodile form and she will make you a gopi, her gopi, you know. So this is the reason why, you know, I attacked your mother, because I know otherwise you would have not done this, you know. I'm sorry for that, please forgive me. She begged forgiveness and everything, you know. I did not hurt, you know. See, I did not hurt your mother. See, she had no scratch, nothing. I just took her like, you know, a lion takes a lamb, a lion takes a child, you know, club come in her mouth. I took her like that. I did not punish. I did not do anything, no harm to her. So please forgive me. So Radharani is okay, you know, I'll forgive you. Radharani forgives her and then, you know, gives her the benediction to become a gopi. So she became one of the gopis. This is called Kripa Siddhi. Just by the dance of Srimati Radharani, she got all perfection and she got to become a gopi. Srimati Radharani ki! Srimati Radharani ki! Srimati Radharani ki! So these are the divine, you know, never heard before pastimes of Srimati Radharani. right? Have you heard this pastime ever? Radha Rani, the curse of the demon Roshan and Marshan. So once Lord Brahma told Agni Rishi, "Oh my son, please listen about Radha Rani's sweet and opulent pastime." You know, on a particular occasion, Kirtida, after putting Srimati Radha Rani to bed, to sleep on her jeweled bed, you know, she left the room to continue her, you know, normal household duties. Radha Rani was sleeping and she went. So Radha Rani was in deep sleep. So then, you know, when she was in deep sleep, so all the demigods and the demigoddesses appeared and began to recite poems, Stava Sutris, you know. Namo Dayatya Adharka Pujarka Kamala Bhola Vare Paravara Vare Devi Parava Parvareshwari. O Devi Srimati Radharani, you are the destroyer of the demons. Destroyer of the demons? ये तो हम कृष्णा के बारे में सुनते हैं ना, डीमन्स डीमन मार रहे, राधा रानी डिस्ट्रॉय द डीमन्स. देयरफॉर वी आर पेइंग आवर रिस्पेक्टेड ओबेसेंस अनटू योर लोटस फीट. यू आर द सुप्रीम डिलीवरर ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी. ये ब्रह्मांड पुराण में से. पथाधर विधाता धीर्त्रादता कर्पक्रे दैत्य दर्पण संकत देवनम सर्वनम भाव स्नाने सरान रत्वे शशेश्वरी. ओ श्रीमती राधा रानी, यू आर करुणामयी, द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ कंपैशन एंड विश्वाधरी, अपहोल्डर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एंड द डिस्ट्रॉयर ऑफ प्राइड ऑफ डीमन्स. यू आर द शेल्टर ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड. वी पे आर रिस्पेक्टेड ओबिशंस. So, ये सब हम कृष्णा के लिए सुनते हैं, बस यहाँ पे राधा रानी के लिए भी है. तो यू कैन इमेजिन राधा रानी लास्ट कल्पा में उन्होंने कितने पास टाइम्स किए होंगे कि डेमीगॉड उनके लिए सब प्रेयर्स बोल रहे हैं. व्हेन राधा रानी हर्ड दिस स्तुतिज, यू नो, शी वाज स्लीपिंग बट शी स्माइल्ड. शी वाज स्माइलिंग इन हर स्लीप. शी स्लाइटली स्माइल्ड एंड देन शी ओपनड हर आईज एंड शी आस्क्ड द डेमीगॉड्स, ओ देवताओं, ओ डेमीगॉड्स, आई एक्सेप्ट ऑल योर प्रेयर्स but I want to know of your desire. कि यहाँ पे आप क्या करने आए हैं. आई एम नॉट द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉड, कृष्णा इज दैट सुप्रीम, यू नो, गो टू हिम, व्हाई यू कम हियर. राइट. सो द डेमिगॉड रिप्लाइड, ओ भुवनेश्वरी, ओ श्रीमती राधा रानी, द डीमन्स रोशन एंड मार्शन. Roshan and Marshan, Marshan, you know, Marshan, martial art community, who are the sons of Kala and Emi, have destroyed all the opulence of Swargapuri, the heavenly planets, by using the benediction given to them by Lord Shiva. So we have been defeated and we have lost everything and are now wandering here and there helplessly in the material world. So what to do? We don't know where to go. You know, and Krishna तो अपने बांसुरी बजा रहे हैं, उनको तो फुर्सत नहीं हमारे लिए. हम आपके पास में आए हैं, we have come to you. So we have nowhere to go and to stay, and so we have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Srimati Radharani then replied, "Oh Devagan, I am very pleased with your offerings, and I will relieve you from all your difficulties. You should call Roshan and Marshan into battle once more, and I will appear behind you." द वॉरियर राधा रानी, अभी तक सबने राधा रानी को कैसे देखा. अभी तक राधा रानी को सपने कैसे देखा था? शांत, लविंग, केयरिंग, ऑलवेज सर्विंग. बट प्रीवियस कल्प में तो राधा रानी ऐसा लगता है कि दुर्गा थी.
hmm?
After listening to Srimati Radharani's sweet and pacifying words, which are full of encouragement, all the demigods prepared to challenge Roshan and Marshan again. In battle, Roshan and Marshan became very angry, and they attacked the Devaraj, you know, the demigod Devaraj Indra, with great force and valor, and all their astra and shastra. All the demigods were once again being defeated by the demons. But they remembered that Srimati Radharani had told them that she promised them that she will come. And you know, they began to call and plead to her, Radhe, 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 Radharani, 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 Karunamayi, Karunamayi, Karunamayi Radharani, Karunamayi Radharani, Aye, Aye, crying. Hearing the cries of demigod Krishna Mohini, one who captivates the mind of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, leaving behind a shadow body, woke up. So because she was sleeping, so kisi ko pata nahi chale, isliye she left her body and she woke up. Yeah, so Radharani just got up, you know, and she went to help the demigods in the battle. So there she manifests thousands of arms with weapons in each hand. Ithadischa surna swarna surane swarna narayane mohana chaya madhya parkane nirankam sarvesham. Bhishma Chakra, Narayan Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, Kamgani Chakra. So what? She called for her weapons. Which weapons? Bhishma Chakra, Narayan Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, and so there are five Sudarshan Chakras. One is Bhishma Chakra, then Narayan Chakra, which is of Narayan. Then there is Sudarshan Chakra, which only Krishna carries, only he has. No one has Sudarshan Chakra other than Krishna. And then there is Kamagami Chakra. That is even Sudarshan Chakra ka baap hai. Wo Srimati Radharani ke paas nahi hai khali. She has. So, you know, she carried. And 1,000 arms. She called for her weapons. They personified and all appeared and paid their obeisances to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. They humbly asked with folded hands, How could we serve you? She replied, Rohan and Marshan are disturbing the demigods. So you should all go and protect them. When I should understand this, Roshan and Magam, you know, Marshan and Roshan, you know, in the previous Kalpa, they were very ferocious, like, you know, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, you know, they were like that. It is said that, you know, this Roshan and Markan, you know, his earrings, they were like, you know, like a mountain, so big like a mountain, such big, he used to wear earrings. So you can imagine how big his body was. So this much big, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, jaisi body thi unki. So Srimati Radharani then manifested her Virangna Roop Swarupa, Virangna Swarupa, a form of bravery admired by many people, and went to fight with the demons. The battle ensued, and in the end, Sudarshan Chakra attacked the chariot of Roshan and Marshan and killed them. Then Sudarshan Chakra returned to the hands of Srimati Radharani. So like that, you know, in jubilation, then everyone started showering flowers. And started chanting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai. From the bodies of Roshan and Marshan appeared two great Mahapurush, transcendental personality with four arms. They were clean in divine cloth and ornaments. In order to glorify Srimati Radharani, they recited many Stava Sutras. Matasta Pada Pat Dando Sava Pipan
Mama murdaye brahmo dasyatam padabhyuse param paravarre. O Srimati Radharani, you are the deliverer of all the living entities. Therefore, one who drinks the nectar of your lotus feet must be liberated. Like I was telling last time, Radha Tattva, only Radharani can give liberation because her name Radha means liberation. Krishna cannot give. From the material world and from this reason, you are called Kevala Rupani. Kevala Rupani. You were cursed by, we were cursed by you and became demons. And now you have destroyed our demonic bodies and transferred us to the spiritual world. So they got four-handed Narayan form. So imagine, Krishna se marte hain, to kya milta hai? हाँ कृष्णा से मरते तो क्या मिलता है इम्पर्सनल लिबरेशन बस खुश रहो उससे राधा रानी से मरते तो क्या मिलता है फोर हैंडेड विष्णु फॉर्म राधा रानी से मरो तो फोर हैंडेड विष्णु फॉर्म मिलेगा कृष्णा से मरो तो खाली निराकार मिलेगा Before departing to the spiritual world, Roshan and Marshan paid their most humble obeisances. On hearing this sweet pastime, Agra Rishi asked Brahma, what was the cause behind the curse of Srimati Radharani upon Rohan and Marshan? Please remove this curiosity from my mind. Brahma replied, Oh my son, listen carefully about the history of the curse of Roshan and Marshan. Once in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna was playing amorously with Ganga Devi in a solitary place. Around the mountain of Gandapana. So Golok may be Ganga Devi. Actually Golok ki Ganga, Golok mein Ganga Devi ko Yamuna bolte hain. Aur wo jab Vaikunth mein aati hai to Ganga ban jati hai. Isliye Ganga bola hai yahan pe. Same river hai. There's no difference between Ganga and Yamuna. In meantime Srimati Radharani was searching for Krishna everywhere but could not find him. She began to cry and eventually arrived at Gandamanda Parvata. She saw a cave guarded by two gatekeepers looking like Krishna. Srimati Radharani very humbly asked them, Have you seen my beloved Krishna? They answered, No, we have not seen him. Srimati Radharani stood there for a moment and noticed Krishna's fragrance was coming from that cave. So she understood, Ye hai to yahan pe. But she tried to enter, the gatekeeper stopped her. Thus, Srimati Radharani became very angry and said, Oh, you are great liars. I can smell Krishna's fragrance coming from the cave. So I must enter and find him. Srimati Radharani entered the cave. She saw Krishna was Ganga Devi ke saath mein. Hari bol. Was further in... when she saw, she became very angry, intensified anger. Just at that moment, Krishna disappeared. Bhag gaya wahan se. Apne dhoti pakad ke utha ke bhag gaya. Krishna disappeared, followed by Ganga Devi, who manifested herself in the form of river. Woh bhi river ban gayi. So Srimati Radharani became so angry with these two gatekeepers that she cursed them for lying to her. She said, You should go to the material world as demons, just like Jay Vijay was cursed. They became Hrinakeshipu and Aksha. So similarly, they were cursed, Roshan and Mark, and they were cursed from Vaikuntha, they were cursed from Golok Vrindavan. So, she cursed them for lying. She told you should go to material world as demons. Hearing this, two gatekeepers took shelter of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet and asked for forgiveness. And because Srimati Radharani is very Karunamayi, Her heart melted and she said, Oh, Dwarpalo, gatekeepers, I have already cursed you, so you will have to become demons in the material world. You will have many opulence and will become Danavaraj, the king of the demons. You will conquer all the demigods. You will conquer Swargalok, everything. Eventually, you will be killed from my hands and be delivered from this curse. Iti Rosham Marsham. Vadha Nama Vadasa Adhya Brahmande Purana. So this is how, you know, the narration of Brahmanda Puran. This is their curse, this is their curse, and this is how they got relief from that curse. Krishna, Srimati Radhani kills demon Dundumar. After Maharishi Agni realized how Srimati Radharani defeated the demon Roshan and Marshan in her form as Aishwarya Prakash opulence, he paid obeisances to her, to his father Brahma, and said, "My ears are not satisfied, like your are not satisfied." Even Brahma, even this Agni Rishi was not satisfied. "My ears are not satisfied. I am eager to hear more about Radharani in the mood of opulence." Bhavya eva vishvastma tad karma parama adbhutam nastu yananda prayota magna vanta kulevram. "Oh my father, I have become very astonished about Srimati Radharani's wonderful qualities. So my ears are very eager to hear more and more and more and more for sweet pastime. From hearing the glory of Srimati Radharani, the mind becomes completely ananda samudra marga, submerged in the ocean of her divine love." Upon hearing this from Agni Rishi, Angira Rishi, Brahma became very pleased and said, "Oh my son Angira, I will tell you of Srimati Radharani's childhood pastime of killing demon Dundumar. Srimati Radharani was 5 years old when she went to bathe in the Yamuna with her Sakhis, Ashta Sakhi. The whole of Vrindavan was experiencing a very sweet breeze that blew silently over the blossoming fragrant flower and fresh grass. Flower buds were humming, offering their obeisances to Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. In an unseen way, the demigods, all her friends were glorifying the way in which she spoke so sweetly. In an unseen way, the demigods and the demigoddesses were showering flowers upon Srimati Radharani. She had a very beautiful smile on her face due to being overjoyed playing with her sakis. The cooling effect of her effulgent moon-like face radiated in all directions. The fragrance emanating from her lotus feet intoxicated the bumblebee buzzing around her. She was chasing after the beautiful butterflies like an ordinary child. She would call the birds to come closer to her by imitating their sound. Coo-hoo, coo-hoo. The peacocks, the peahens would begin to dance with their majestic open tail feathers. Srimati Radharani in this way performed sweet pastimes with the sakis, and she was also dancing with the morni, peacock. Her Kanchita Kesha Dama, her gorgeous black curly hair, defeated the beauty of a very fresh rain cloud. When her soft reddish feet touched the ground, Prithvi Devi would kiss them. On their way, playing like this, they arrived on the banks of Yamuna. There, all of a sudden, her sakis became stunned by hearing terrible sound as like thunder without rain for it. And dust storm started to blow all around them. So there was no cloud, but it started happening, everything. So there was no rain cloud, but thunder was there, lightning was there, dust started going. The sakis saw one gigantic body like that of a donkey. Name was Dundumar. It was giving out a profusely disgusting smell which was coming from the stool he was passing. It said in Brahmanda Puran, Vishrajya Rakshamasim Maya Mahavnavyonam Ninandayam Prashmunchan Goro Goram Satya Evatya. The demon Dundumar with his mystic power created a terrific situation, again and again making a horrific sound. And for this reason, Even the trees became frightened and echoed the same sounds. So Dundurumar caused all the animals and the birds to flee in panic, confusion and fear. His presence caused the branches of the trees to uproot and to fall off, and the waters of Yamuna to overflow. The demon's bodily complexion was like that of a dark, looming cloud. His stomach was bulging out, and he had eyes similar to red-hot fire balls. The air coming from his nostrils was so hot that smoke was coming, like it was looking like a volcano erupting. You know, the smoke and the fire from the nostrils. His nostrils were like volcano erupting. Also, his teeth were projecting out like sharp swords. He kept opening his mouth widely over and over again in order to swallow Srimati Radharani and her sakis. All the sakis became very afraid and came and held tightly onto Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani initially pacified her sakis with consoling word, and then became very angry with the cruel demon. She said, "O greatest of sinner, one who eats the flesh of human and swallows them will not benefit in any circumstance. You will not be able to protect yourself, just like when a big fish in the ocean eats poisonous food and eventually dies. This will be your condition. You must leave this plate at once because you are not familiar with my power and are completely ignorant. If you really want to stay alive, then leave. Run from here. Immediately run from here. You have committed many sinful activities, including disturbing the demigods in their sacrifice and spoiling their paraphernalia. I will punish you if you don't leave from here at once. I must punish you. O nocturnal demon, I must kill you since I am the supreme protector of the demigods." This is Radharani saying. "I appeared in the material world by the prayers of Padmajani Brahma." Padmajani Brahma. Who is this Padmajani Brahma? Name of the Brahma. Padmajani Brahma. Brahma is a post and Padmajani is the name. Lord Brahma, who appeared upon the Lord. Then Sri Ramana said, "I was born in the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj to kill the demons and protect all the sadhus." Yada yada hi dharmasya glarir bhakti bharata. Radharani is saying that I have come to kill the demons and protect the sadhus. I am also Kala Rupa Parameshwari, the supreme personality of death in the form of time. Krishna says, "I am Kal." Raja saying, "I am Kal." So Krishna Bhagavad Gita mein kisko glorify kar rahe hain? Radharani ko. That's why Acharya see Radharani in every verse of Bhagavad Gita, because she is saying, "I am Kala Rupani Parameshwari," means the supreme person of Godhead of death. I am that. I am the Kal. I am the death. I am the protector of the sadhus and I am the killer of the demons. Pratyay sadhunam vinashaya duskitam. On hearing Srimati Radhani's words, the demon became even more angry and opened his mouth like Rahu trying to swallow the moon. He started to raise the dust from the ground by kicking his hind legs. Srimati Radhani held the hands of her sakis and entered into the demon's stomach through the mouth, which caused all the sakis to faint. While inside the demon, Srimati Radharani expanded her body to an extent that led to the demon to feel great pain. Like Krishna entered Agasur, the snake, and he expanded. Srimati Radharani is expanding her body. Srimati Radharani held the hands of her sakis and entered. While inside the stomach, Srimati Radharani expanded her body to an extent that led the demon to feel great pain. Eventually, he collapsed on the ground and began to vomit blood, pus, stool and urine. He was unable to tolerate the pain any longer, so he gave up his body. In the end, Srimati Radharani cut open the stomach of Dandukamar and came out from it with her sakis. She again returned to her previous 5-year-old form of a small child. In this way, Dandukar was killed by Srimati Radharani. All the demigod and the demigoddesses became astonished to witness this pastime, and a Pushpavrati shower of flower rained down upon her. By the arrangement of Yogmaya, all the Sakis could not understand what had just happened and how they were protected by Srimati Radharani. In the heavenly planets, all the demigods and demigoddesses started to dance and sing sweetly of Srimati Radharani. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Sri Radhe. 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 Sri Radhe, Sri Radhe, Sri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Sri Radhe, Sri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Jai, 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 Sri Radhe. Jai, 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 Sri Radhe. Srimati Radha Rani ki jai. Kirtida Vishwabhanu Maharaj ki jai. Kirtida Sundari ki jai. Sab ki jai. Prabhupad ki jai.